Realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
From Busch Stadium, Brian Hudson joins us in just a moment. But before we hear from him, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
On Deck Show built by Menards, it's the Brewers and the Cardinals here today, and we've got a local joining us here as our pregame guest, Brian Hudson, who's had such a great start to his Brewers career back in his old stomping grounds, I guess, so to speak. Brian, thanks for joining us. What's it like to be playing against a team at their ballpark where you used to come when you were a young kid and kind of hope that you'd be on this field one day?
Yeah, you know, it's a dream come true, honestly, just to be able to come here and I guess reminisce a little bit, but then also be able to go out there and pitch and go against these guys. It's an awesome experience. A dream come true for sure.
We were talking about this before we started the interview. You and Devin Williams shared the St. Louis area as a hometown growing up. Any talk about what you guys used to do in the area when you and Devin have sat together in the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about, you know, people we've known, people we've played with, coaches, and then just some, you know, local places like food and all that good stuff. Yeah, just kind of, you know, shot around and just... Yeah, it's all cool just knowing him and, like, just being able to relate on a similar level, I guess.
You guys have had another thing in common, too. He's a great pitcher, and so far with what we've seen from you on the mound here with the Brewers, you've been fantastic, Brian. Put in perspective, if you would, the first couple of weeks of your career here with this team.
I mean, it was a shock. You know, I got traded late and then, you know, had to come in, meet everyone, bunch of new faces, make a good impression for myself, and yeah, no, just throughout spring training, I just was grinding, hoping to make the team. And then once I got told, it was just it was a whirlwind of emotions. And then, you know, going forward and going out there and pitching, it's been awesome. It's been a really fun experience and obviously not the easiest, but doing it. So it's all that matters.
One of the things that you've really been able to show is the ability to provide length out of the bullpen. There aren't a lot of lefties that go out there and can go two or three innings, which you've been doing for the Brewers. How much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, I pride myself in being able to go out there and get you know, get as many outs as they need me to, and hopefully do it quick. So that's been, you know, most of my focus this offseason, working on pitches that deliver, you know, get good ground balls or get quick outs. So it's really exciting to see, you know, all that hard work paying off.
Brewers reliever Brian Hudson, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from St. Louis. When the Brewers made the trade to get you, what was it that they told you? Why did they want to get you, and what did they say, hey, this is what we're going to do with you when we put you on our pitching staff?
You know, they didn't really like specify what they were going to, what they wanted me for. They just told me, you know, what they liked about me, and then they told me their idea, and then I didn't really understand until I got to spring training, like, I'm going to be a long guy, and, or, you know, I did, but, like, it didn't really hit me until, like, the realization of that didn't hit me. And yeah, once they told me, I just kind of took pride in it and kept working toward, you know, being able to do that role consistently and do it well. So
you were on MLB Network this week. You talked about your basketball career. At 6'8", was there any choice? Did you have to play basketball, or was that something that you just loved doing also in addition to baseball?
Yeah, see, that was just something I grew up shooting hoops outside, and then I played a little bit of summer basketball and that kind of stuff, like AAU. And, yeah, it was just something I loved to do. You know, I had a bunch of friends that played. We all played together growing up. And, yeah, it was just fun. So I just kept going until I couldn't anymore. And I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, we're glad that you did too. What's the bullpen like in this Brewers team right now? The camaraderie between you and the competition between you, what's that like to be out there?
The camaraderie is awesome in the bullpen, man. We got a great group of guys. We all work well. We're really encouraging. And, you know, we help each other out. We're all picking up, like, you know, some days you can't go out there and get what you need to do done. And, you know, we pick up that slack and we just kind of keep moving forward. We don't hang our heads on anything like that. So it's a really great group of guys out there.
Well, again, congratulations on all the success so far and welcome back home to St. Louis.
Thank you very much.
Brian Hudson, our guest. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Should be about 60 degrees later this afternoon here in St. Louis. Sun shining brightly. Game two between the Brewers and the Cardinals is only minutes away. We're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time for the starting lineups, and they're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. They're supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Brewers looking to win the first two games of the set and for a third straight win overall. Here's Pat Murphy's starting nine. Sal Frelick again in the leadoff spot. Then Frelick is playing left field. Last night's hero, how often do you say that? William Contreras. He's the designated hitter today, so he gets a day off behind the plate, but he's in there batting second nonetheless. Willie Adames again batting third. He will be the Brewers' shortstop per usual. And Rhys Hoskins moves into the cleanup spot today. He hadn't done that since the season opener. He'll play first base. Oliver Dunn batting fifth. Dunn another start at the hot corner. And Gary Sanchez will get just his third game of the year as the catcher. He's batting sixth. Blake Perkins in center field again, and he's batting seventh, coming off the big day last night. Bryce Terang, the second baseman, is batting eighth. And Jackson Churio will again man the ninth spot. The youngster in right field to round out the lineup that'll face the 35-year-old veteran Miles Michaelis. D.L. Hall, meanwhile, gets the ball for the crew. It's his fourth start with Milwaukee. And St. Louis's lineup looks a little bit different than last night, although not at the top, with Brendan Donovan and Paul Goldschmidt in the number one and two spots on the lineup card for Ali Marmol. Donovan's playing second base. Goldschmidt, of course, at first. Wilson Contreras has moved up a couple of slots. He's batting third, and he'll be the DH. So both of the Contreras's are the designated hitters for their respective clubs here this afternoon. Nolan Arenado is in the cleanup spot again. He's playing third. Ivan Herrera gets a start as the catcher. And Herrera is batting fifth. He's had a good stroke going thus far this year. Mason Wynn, speaking of a good stroke, the rookie, still batting well over 300 as he bats sixth and plays short. Lars Nootbaar's down to the seventh spot in the order, and he's in left field. Jordan Walker, the right fielder, is batting eighth. And then Michael Ciani, a former Cincinnati Red, he'll get the start in center field and round out the lineup against D.L. Hall. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Game two of the series is only minutes away, and Lane Grindle returns with more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, right after these quick words on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
The Prevea Orthopedic team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Moments away from Game 2 of this series, Brewers and Cardinals. We'll return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Good.
Let us wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with an out-of-town scoreboard drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals here, game 2 at Busch Stadium.
Meanwhile, the team the Brewers are a half game in front of for first in the Central, the Cubs. They've got a doubleheader at Wrigley. That's about to get underway. Game one, it's a split doubleheader. Jesus Luzardo for the Miami Marlins and Javier Assad for the Cubbies. They are just getting it underway there in Chicago. The Cubs are now 12-7. The struggling Fish just 4-16 on the year. Cubs are 6-1 at home. They've got two there today. We're going to head to Pittsburgh after this series ends. Big four-game series against the Pirates. Pittsburgh struggling suddenly. The losers of four in a row now. They're going to host the Red Sox game two of that series at PNC. 3:05 Central first pitch. Cutter Crawford for Boston. Mitch Keller, the ace of the Pirates on the hill, trying to be a stopper. Reds came home and snapped a losing skid last night, beating the Angels at game two of that series against Los Angeles at Great American Ballpark is later today. 5:40 Central, Graham Ashcraft is on the bump for Cincinnati. There was a cool moment earlier today at Yankee Stadium before game two of the Rays and the Yankees. They honored the longtime voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling, who announced his retirement at age 85. That announcement came earlier this week, and he was honored in the Bronx. Game underway now, top of the sixth inning, scoreless between the Rays and the Yankees, who are 14-6. Miles Michaelis on the hill. He's going to make his 16th start against the Brewers in his long Cardinals career. He gets ready to go, and here is Lane Grindle for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. As Josh told you, Michaelis has been a mainstay in this Cardinals rotation. There have been a lot of names that have come and gone, but Michaelis has remained in there, and he gets the start in game two of this series here this afternoon, as Sal Frelick introduced and strolls to the plate. Our quick trip around the bases presented by Hershey's, and today's contestant is Makita Moffitt from Madison. And if the Brewers score in the first inning, Makita will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. First pitch of this game to Frelick is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 1:16 p.m. In case you were questioning that, our first pitch time over but low, and it's one ball and one strike here on Frelick. 58 chilly degrees in St. Louis, but a pleasant enough day to have a baseball game. The 1-1, swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 1-2 on Frelick. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless. Liss is more. 1-2 on Frelick. Michaelis brings home the pitch, and Sal took a breaking ball in, and it's even at two apiece. Frelick went 0-for-1 last night, did draw a couple of walks. 2-2 pitch, and Frelick took a called third strike. Two-seam fastball that nailed the inside corner from Michaelis. And there's one away in the Brewers' half of the first, and that gets William Contreras, the designated hitter, to the plate. Day off behind the plate for William. Big day again yesterday. Went 2-for-5 with a double and drove in two. He's driven in 19 on the season now. And Michaelis's first pitch to him is a swing and a miss with a two-seam fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. 361 average and four home runs for the Brewers' backstop. 0-1 pitch and rolled foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2 on Contreras. He's had good success against Michaelis in the small sample, 3-for-6 against him in his career. Michaelis looks in with that red glove and brings home the 0-2 pitch, and he missed inside. It's 1-2. Cardinals in their home whites, Brewers in their road grays. 1-2 pitch. Flinched at it and took the changeup low. And the count is even at two apiece. Alex Tosi, our first base umpire. Dan Bellino, the crew chief, is at second base. Phil Cuzzi at third. And Tony Randazzo calls the balls and strikes. 2-2 is flipped foul behind home plate and out of play. Contreras able to reach out and just get a piece of that slider. And probably a good thing he did. It might have been a strike if he doesn't offer at it. And now, time granted to Contreras as he had some dirt caught in his cleats. And he climbs back into the box. 2-2 pitch. Line through the left side and into left field for a base hit for William Contreras. He'll take an aggressive turn at first and then put the brakes on late and settle for a single. But William Contreras just keeps on hitting. Great at bat. He battled back after being down 0-2, got the count even, and got a fastball on the inner part of the plate. And he just smoked that ball on a line through the left side and into left field. So Contreras is aboard. And now here's Willy Adames. First pitch to Willy is skied high in the air to center. Ciani, the center fielder, drifted back initially. Now he's coming in and to his left to make the catch for out number two. And there's two away for Rhys Hoskins. Cardinals defensively, Newt Barr's in left. Ciani gets the start in center. Walker is in right. Arenado at third. Wynn at short. Donovan, the second baseman. Goldschmidt at first. And Ivan Herrera does the catching today of the veteran Miles Michaelis. Rhys Hoskins, the cleanup hitter for the Brewers in the lineup today. First pitch to him is over but low. And it's 1-0. Cleanup hitter is brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, loyalfamilyrenovations.com. Michaelis out of the stretch, the 1-0. Hoskins, a high fly ball, deep left field. Newt Barr retreating back to the track. It is way out of here. Hoskins gives it a ride out to left for his fourth home run of the season, and the Brewers on the board in the top of the first. It's 2-0 crew. Hoskins had been 0 for his last 11, and he breaks that up with a ringing swing out to left that got out of here by plenty. It got out of here above the Brewers' bullpen in left. Almost 400 feet on that shot from Hoskins, and the Brewers off to a good start. 2-0 crew, and now here's Oliver Dunn. And the first pitch misses down and in to Dunn. $100 to Hunger Task Force as Dunn takes a strike. It's 1-1. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 1-1 to Dunn is flipped foul above the Brewers dugout. And it's 1-2 on Dunn. 227 average, a home run, and four driven in for Dunn. Just three for his last 22 at the plate. Michaelis, the 1-2 pitch, and Dunn chops one out in front of the mound. Going to be a play for Michaelis. Fields it, throws to first in time, and retires Dunn, and the inning is over. But the Brewers get a two-run blast off the bat of Hoskins, and they take a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the first on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 in Sprague and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 in Sprague and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
And it's 1-1 on Donovan. Hitting 222 on the year with two home runs and 11 driven in. Hall's pitch in there with a strike on a fastball at 92, and it's 1-2. Donovan 0 for his last 8 at the plate. He went 0 for 4 in last night's game. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. So a good start to this outing for D.L. Hall, who has spotted a two-run lead before he ever got on the mound. And an ortho ASAP strikeout of Donovan. And now here's Paul Goldschmidt. Brewers defensively, Frelick, Perkins, Churio left to right in the outfield. Dunn at third, Adames at short. First pitch to Goldschmidt in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Terang at second, Hoskins at first, and Sanchez does the catching on this sunny afternoon in St. Louis. 0-1 to Goldschmidt. And breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Goldschmidt 0 for his last 9. Homered on opening day, has gone 18 games without an extra base hit since. 0-2 pitch from Hall. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And D.L. Hall looking sharp through the first two batters here in the first inning. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. Now here's Wilson Contreras. Brewers baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Contreras 1-for-2 last night. He's hitting 308 on the year with two home runs and 6 driven in. Hall's first pitch to him missed a little bit outside with a changeup. Very good pitch. Missed by maybe an inch or two. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, chased an elevated fastball, and it's 1-1. Contreras in the midst of a 12-game hitting streak. Most dangerous bat in this Cardinals lineup right now. Takes high with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Hall from the windup, the 2-1 pitch. That missed a little bit high. That was a changeup, and it goes to 3-1. These aren't big misses by DL. That one very easily could have been deemed a strike by Tony Randazzo. Contreras takes a timeout, now climbs back into the box. 3-1, swing and a miss, and a good slider in on that back foot, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Another good crowd on hand here this afternoon in St. Louis. Hall looking in, and the 3-2 pitch, and that one missed a little bit low, and so it is a walk to Contreras with two outs. And the Cardinals have a base runner now for Nolan Arenado. Arenado 1-for-5 last night. Hitting .293 on the year, just one home run. The lack of power for Arenado, not just to start this year, but to finish last year, is of concern. And there's this curveball that missed up and away. It's 1-0. He has one home run in his last 46 games dating back to last season. That is hard to believe. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Fastball at 92 on the outer half of the plate, and it's 1-1. Arenado is in the midst of an 8-game hitting streak. 1-1 pitch. That's fouled at the plate, and it's 1-2. A couple of strikeouts to start at the bottom of the first for D.L. Hall. And then a walk to Contreras, and now battling with Arenado. He's ahead of him, one ball and two strikes here. Arenado, that foul ball got a piece of his leg. And so he's getting a little bit of time to try to get some feeling back, walk around a little bit before he gets back into the box. Now he's back in there. DL trying to put up a zero here in the bottom of the first. 1-2 pitch and missed low with a slider, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A good block by Sanchez behind the plate keeps Wilson Contreras at first. A little bit of a breeze on this Saturday afternoon. 2-2. That one's chopped foul at the plate. We do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arenado picks the ball up in the batter's box and tosses it over to the bat boy. DL using some pitches to get through this inning. This will be number 19. Now toss over to first, and back in time is Wilson Contreras. Who stole a base last night in extra innings. A 2-1 Brewers win last night in 10. It was a thriller. 2-2 pitch. Missed inside. Count is full. It's 3-2 on Arenado. Arenado back into the box. Hall looking at first. There goes the runner. The pitch is lined down the left field line. That is going to get into the corner and be extra bases for Arenado. Contreras being waved around third. Adames with the relay throw home. It's not in time. Cardinals on the board. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead as Arenado drives in Contreras with an RBI double into the left field corner. So a two-out walk and then an RBI double by Arenado. It's now a 9-game hitting streak for the Cardinals' third baseman. And Arenado at second base with Ivan Herrera coming to the plate. Well, with the runner off with the pitch, that's what allowed Contreras to score. It was an automatic running situation with the count and the outs. But that extra advantage was just enough to allow Contreras to score in front of the throw from Adames. Pitches inside to Herrera. It's 1-0. The pitch missed outside with a curveball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Herrera, a right-handed hitter up there against the lefty Hall. And the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a changeup, then it's 2-1. You've got Mason Wynn in the on-deck circle. 2-1 pitch is low, and it's 3-1. Changeup missed down that time. Hall looking a little bit frustrated. Looked like he was going to cruise through this inning with the back-to-back strikeouts to start it up. But this third out is proving to be elusive. 3-1 is hit in the air but foul down the right field line. And it's 3-2 here on Herrera. And Brewers able to get two across on a two-run shot by Hoskins in the top half of the inning. And now the Cardinals have gotten one back against Hall with a little two-out rally of their own. DL, big deep breath, and a 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside. He walked him. Second walk of the inning issued by Hall. And Chris Hook is on his way out there for a visit with his young left-hander. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So Chris Hook just getting to the mound, talking with Gary Sanchez and D.L. Hall. Again, strikeout of Donovan and then Goldschmidt. And then Contreras worked the walk. Arenado with the RBI double, and now Herrera with a walk. And so the Cardinals with first and second and two away in a 2-1 ball game. And Mason Winn coming to the plate here for St. Louis. This bottom of the first inning has felt a little bit like many of DL's starts so far. This is his fourth start of the year. At times you see the potential of the young left-hander, but the consistency is still something that is being worked through, trying to be achieved. First pitch to Winn. Drops a curveball in there for strike one. Winn hitting 346 on the year, no home runs and six driven in. And the 0-1 missed inside, one ball and one strike. Hall approaching 30 pitches. Number 29 is a ground ball back up the middle. It is fielded by Terang right by the bag at second. He steps on it and retires Herrera, and the inning is over. Hall gives up just the one run. There was just one hit, and there were two men left on base. We've played one inning in St. Louis. Brewers with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Brewers with a 2-1 lead as we go to the top of the second inning, and Gary Sanchez leads off against Miles Michaelis. He takes outside with a slider. It's 1-0. Brewers with two runs on two hits. Cardinals with one on one so far as Sanchez takes a strike with a fastball at 92 right at the knees. A ball and a strike on the veteran catcher Gary Sanchez. Hitting just 107 so far in his Brewers career. Lines this into left center field gap. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall for Gary Sanchez. Motoring around first and coasting into second with a leadoff double here in the second. Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy was asked about him before the game today about the slower start offensively. And Pat Murphy said, look, we haven't faced many left-handers. His opportunities have been somewhat limited so far. But this is a guy with a proven track record, and he's going to hit. And he got a slider that was not even a strike. And he plugged the left center field gap with it. And now here's Blake Perkins. First pitch to Perkins. He had squared to bunt, and it ran in, and it hit him. Tony Randazzo was asking for help from Phil Cuzzi to see if he got the bat back or not. And now Scott Berenger is going to come check on Blake Perkins. He did get the bat back, so this is a hit by pitch, and Blake is going to end up at first. I didn't see exactly where it hit him. I haven't seen a replay yet either. He had squared up to bunt, and as he was pulling the bat back, it got him on, looked like the left calf. And depending on where it got him up or down on that calf, probably depends on how much it hurts. He looks like he's in some pain. So now first and second. And here's Bryce Terang. And Bryce squares to bunt. He takes low. It's 1-0. So $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westbin, the silver lining, thanks to the Sanchez double. And boy, a great start here to the top of the second inning for the Brewers. 1-0, Terang again squaring to bunt, and again pulls the bat back and takes a ball low. Two balls and no strikes. Arenado is anticipating the bunt, so he's up on the grass at third. Goldschmidt's playing behind Perkins at first. 2-0 pitch, a bunt up the third baseline. Herrera will field and throw to third, and he's got Sanchez there. Was not a great bunt by Bryce Terang. As good of a bunter as he is, he didn't get that far enough away from home plate. And for Herrera, he had to take about two steps and then fire to third to get Sanchez. So about the only positive there is that you trade Sanchez for Perkins at second and you get Terang behind him at first, so a little bit more speed. But one out now for Jackson Churio. Michaelis, first pitch to Churio, is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Jackson 0 for his last 13, hitting just 215 now on the year. 0-1, half-hearted swing and a miss at a curveball. And it's quickly 0-2 on Churio. Three home runs for Jackson, homered in that homestand against the Padres. And 11 driven in. Michaelis brings home the pitch, and it's a ground ball off the facing of the Brewers' third base dugout. Foul, and it stays at 0-2. Michaelis looking in. Brewers with an opportunity at a big inning here in the second. The pitch, and Jackson takes down and away with a sweeper, and it's 1-2. Well, springtime in Wisconsin, beautiful flowers, trees greening up, smelly Usinger sausage on the grill, brats, Josh's favorite, the hot dogs, Italians, cheddar and jalapeno, all of them are great. 1-2 to Jackson, swing and a miss at the curveball. Second strikeout recorded by Michaelis. There's two away now for Frelick. Check out the entire Usinger lineup at your local grocer. So it'll be up to Frelick after the promising start to this inning. Failed bunt and a strikeout. And the pitch to Sal in there for a strike with a curveball. And it's 0-1. Frelick struck out looking against Michaelis. Back in the first inning. And he chops one towards first. It's going to be a tough play for Goldschmidt. Fields and feeds to Michaelis in time. South says check it, so does Quentin Berry. So for the time being, it is the third out, but the Brewers will see if they want to challenge, and Pat Murphy says we do. Put the headsets on. If the Brewers are successful, you'll have the bases loaded for William Contreras. So this is a challenge worth taking if you think you have the evidence to overturn it. Dan Bellino is our crew chief.
Milwaukee is challenging the out call at first base. The previous play is under review.
You want to know a good sign that the Brewers are going to win this? Even the Cardinals didn't run off the field after the umpire said out. They all stayed in their positions.
Yeah, he's there easily. He got to the front of the bag before the ball got in the glove of Michaelis. And right off the bat, you knew it was going to be a tough play. Goldschmidt had to try and field it. Michaelis was a little late to get over there. He still got there in time in terms of he found the bag before Frelick, but Frelick was able to beat the feed from Goldschmidt.
After review, the ruling on the field is overturned. The runner is safe. Milwaukee will retain its challenge.
And so a very quick review at that. And now a big opportunity. William Contreras has been so good with two outs this year in this kind of a spot. Bases loaded, a 2-1 Brewers lead, a chance to add to it. Contreras with a solid single at 111 miles an hour off the bat back in the first inning against Michaelis. He is 4-for-7 against him lifetime. And the first pitch to him. And Contreras took a ball down and away. It's 1-0. Perkins, Terang, and Frelick all on the base pass. Put one in a gap. They're going to run for days. The 1-0. High fly ball out to right center field. Ciani racing back onto the warning track, reaching for the wall. He jumps up, and he made the catch and banged into the wall in the process. He didn't rob a home run, but he still made a tremendous catch out there in right center, and the Brewers will leave the bases loaded here in the top of the second. It was going to hit off the top of the wall if he doesn't make that catch. He bangs into the wall and falls onto his back. And Miles Michaelis tips his cap to his center fielder for saving him there in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of two. It's 2-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has frost on the side.
Oh, you gotta keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Two to one Brewers as we go to the bottom of the second inning. D.L. Hall in there with a strike on the first pitch to Lars Nootbaar. And comes back with a fastball low outside corner for strike two. Nootbaar hitting 227 on the year with a home run and three driven in. 0-2 pitch, and he just missed a touch high with a fastball at 92. And it's a ball and two strikes. Hall gave up the one run in the bottom of the first after retiring the first two batters via the strikeout. Slider missed down and away. It's 2-2. Walk, double walk, and then got wind to bounce into the fielder's choice to end that inning. 2-2 pitch, and he missed down and away with a slider. And the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom third due up for the Cardinals. Nootbaar, Walker, Ciani. 3-2 pitch. Lined into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hustling over to cut it off on a couple of hops is Perkins. Looking for two is Nootbaar. He's going to slide in there with an extra base hit. So Lars Nootbaar with a leadoff double. Brewers had the leadoff double in the top half of this inning, and it did not lead to runs. That's going to be the task for D.L. Hall. And now here's Jordan Walker. Hitting just 170 on the year with no home runs and 4 driven in. Hall's first pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. This has just been an ice-cold Cardinals offense and not one that you expect to stay that way. Eventually, these bats are going to wake up. You hope it's not this weekend as Walker takes high, 1 ball and 1 strike. It certainly was not last night. Cardinals with a couple of hits so far today against Hall, both doubles. 1-1. And that is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Runner at second and nobody out. A 2-1 Brewers lead. Hall looks back at second base, and now time called by Walker. Well, if the Brewers pick up a save opportunity later in this game, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. The 1-2 to Walker is swung on and fouled over near the Cardinals dugout. And it stays at 1-2. Walker 0-for-3 in last night's game. Big, tall right-hander at 6'6". Takes outside with a fastball, and it's 2-2. Swung the bat well last year, but off to a slow start this year. 2-2 pitch. That missed with a changeup. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. And another 3-ball count for DL. He is at 40 pitches now. And he's getting ahead to a lot of these Cardinals hitters. He's having a hard time putting them away so far. 3-2 pitch. And he missed high with a slider. And he walks him. Third walk issued by DL Hall. And the first two have reached for St. Louis. So this is almost a carbon copy of the top half of the inning. And Sanchez hit the double, and then Perkins was hit by the pitch. Michaelis was able to wiggle out of it for St. Louis. It's going to be a tough task for DL. He gets a lefty in Michael Ciani with the corners up on the grass. Ciani puts down a bunt. It's a good one up the third baseline. Fielded by Hall. His throw to first is caught by Terang covering the bag, but not in time. Terang had to jump as high as he could to snag that one and keep that ball from going into foul territory. Everybody's safe and the bases are loaded for the Cardinals. It'll be a base hit for Ciani. That was a beautiful bunt by Ciani. You can't roll it out there any better than he did. Hall might have been best served to see if that ball would go foul. Had a little English on it. It might have rolled foul if he doesn't pick it up. So now the base is loaded, and here's Donovan. First pitch to him. He is down and away with a slider. It's 1-0. I think that might have rolled foul if Hall doesn't pick it up. And if it stays fair, it's the same scenario you have right now. Bases loaded and nobody out. The 1-0 to Donovan is rolled foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. So a jam here for Hall. on a day where the Brewers would like to not have to dive into that bullpen too much after they had to use it a little bit in the later innings last night. 1-1. There's a strike with a fastball on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Newt Barr at third, Walker at second, Ciani at first. And a 2-1 Brewers lead. Hall, the pitch. Fouled back into the net, and it stays at 1-2. Donovan 0 for his last 9 at the plate. 0 for 5 so far in the series. 1-2 pitch. Lined out towards left. Right in the tracks of Frelick, who makes the catch. Here's the throw to the plate. And it's up the line, so Sanchez will throw to second. And everybody's safe. So Newbar scores from third to plate the tying run. Walker moves up to third. Ciani moves up to second. It's a sac fly for Donovan. Drives in his 12th of the year. We're tied at 2. And still just one out. Two runners in scoring position now for Paul Goldschmidt. Frelick with a decent arm. Had a shot at Newt Barr, who runs pretty well, though. Rolled foul up the third base line off the bat of Goldschmidt. It's 0-1. The throw is out in front of home plate a little bit, so Sanchez really didn't have a chance to try and apply a tag on Newt Barr, so he tried to throw to second and get Ciani, but he was safe. 0-1. Missed outside. One ball and one strike on Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt 0 for his last 10. DL now at 50 pitches. And this is a little broken bat, one hopper to short. Fielded by Adames. His only play is going to be at first. Takes care of Goldschmidt. Walker races home. And the Cardinals have a 3-2 lead. Brewers will take that outcome, though. You get the out there. Trying to keep this to just a two-run inning for St. Louis. And now you got to deal with Wilson Contreras with a runner at second and Ciani in two outs. First pitch to Contreras. Drops a breaking ball in there for strike one. So the Cardinals with a 3-2 lead now. And Hall just trying to navigate this inning and prevent it from turning into a big one. A one. Swing and a miss at a very good changeup, and it's 0-2. Contreras walked back in the first inning. That extended his on-base streak to 25 games, dating back to last season. 0-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a fastball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Brewers won last night, 2-1. Already a lot more offense here today. 1-2 pitch, fouled back and out of play. And it stays at 1-2. Contreras goes for a little walk as he uses his timeout. DL looks at second in the pitch. And he missed a little bit low with a changeup. And it's 2-2. It's not that Hall isn't throwing strikes. He's walked three, but he gets two strikes on all of these batters. It's just putting them away that's been the challenge. Ground ball to second. It is going to get off the glove of Terang and deflect into right field. Around third and headed for home is Ciani. It's an RBI single for Wilson Contreras, and it's a 4-2 Cardinals lead. Terang was kind of blocked by Dan Bellino, the umpire, and so he was moving towards the second base bag initially. I don't know if that ball hit the mound and took a different route on him or not. That's a play Bryce usually makes, but his first step was the wrong direction, and that cost him the ability to not just get the glove on it, but actually field it and make the play at first. 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So the Cardinals have pushed the lead to 4-2, and it's time for a trip to the mound as Chris Hook out there to chat with D.L. Hall. It's brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue. Coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee, a new era of sports betting. It's opening in May. Here's Nolan Arenado, and D.L. Hall misses down and in with a changeup. It's 1-0. So three runs in the inning for St. Louis. After the Brewers left them loaded in the top half of the inning, Arenado swung over the top of a changeup, and it's 1-1. Seventh batter of this inning, Nolan Arenado. 1-1 pitch.